Hey there. So, I have a few requests. Listening to you is so sexy, but I have a few things that would push me over the edge, make me think about you, even when I wasn't listening to you. You do. You want me to think about you constantly, dream about you, always on the edge of my mind, think about licking you and sucking you and fucking you, and all the wonderful things you want to do to me. Okay. So, when you ask me a question, pause. In your head, I want you to hear me respond silently. Give me time, because this will give me a second when listening to do the same thing. And when you ask me to do something, give me a moment to do it. I don't care if it's you telling me to pinch my nipple, run my fingers over my throat, or get my vibrator, play with my clit, suck on my fingers. Whatever it is that you're telling me to do, just give me half a second to do it. And the other thing, I want you to think about the things you're talking about. Really, really think about. Use your imagination. Baby, when you tell me to open wide, wider, wider so I can shove my cock in there, I want to hear the sharp intake of breath as you imagine shoving your cock in my mouth, using me to get yourself off. I want to hear a fuck escaping your lips before you talk again, telling me I'm a good girl, because you both know that's exactly what would happen if I was there, and if you were using me. If you tie me up, if you talk about tying me up,
you want to talk about tying me up.
You need to tell me why. Tell me how it turns you on to see me at your mercy, unable to move, my body exposed and open for you to take what you want. Every bit of pleasure that I receive is because you want it to happen. That you own every orgasm. Visually, tell me how you've tied my legs spread eagle to the bed, my ass stretched out, perfect for a spanking. My smooth, pouting pussy lips easily accessible, me on my stomach, you semi-kneeling in front of me, lifting my shoulders, head off the bed to use as a fuck toy, or maybe even propping pillows under my chest so that my upper body is just the right face fucking height, so you only have to grip my hair in your hands, thrust into my mouth. You talking to me, asking me who I belong to, and you telling me. So incredibly fucking hot. I don't even think you know. You don't have any idea what it does to me. Do more of that. More, please. So much more. I want you to whisper to me. Talk to me. Grit through your teeth while you're talking to me. I want to hear you growl. Full of need that you're growling while you talk to me. And what do I mean exactly? Think about it. Think about me teasing you all day, sending you dirty voicemails, pics all day. Sounds of me coming. Begging you, please, please. Getting you all worked up on purpose so that your balls are aching. Literally, almost painful thinking about the fucking and sucking that's awaiting you when you get home. When you get home, expecting to find me and I'm not there. Just a new giggling voicemail that I had to run out for a little bit, but I should be home soon. Feel free to start without me. But you can't. Your mild irritation at finding me not there grows when you realize that stroking yourself just doesn't feel the same today. It's not what you were counting on, thinking about all fucking day, depending on. I'm yours, and you expect me to be home waiting for you, especially when I was teasing you all fucking day on purpose. The fucking hell am I? I should be there fucking you and sucking you. In fact, you start thinking it's time I'd be reminded that just who owns who. Feel free to start that. You grow more impatient by the moment. Your cock rock hard. You try stroking, listening to audios, watching videos of us. But you need me. My mouth, my cunt, my ass, my breasts, and the only things that can truly satisfy you. You don't care where I am. Normally, but right now, I have no business being anywhere but begging on the end of your cock. That kind of hunger, pent-up desire, that's the edge that should be in your voice, baby. Not anger, just absolute belief in where I belong and who I belong to. Baby. I really think you ought to use loop this time. I'm gonna hear every stroke as you fuck me. I wanna feel every stroke as you fuck me. I need to. Until you come inside me. Speaking of coming, when you tell me you're gonna come, or you tell me to come, tell me a few more times. When I get all worked up, my neurons are both firing as fast as hell and not as quickly or where I want them to go. I might miss something you say when I'm in the throes of my own passion, so tell me a few more times than you might think, asking me if I want to be filled by your. And if you're going to be rough, and you know I love it rough, if you're going to be rough, remember, I encouraged you, just do it. Ask me if I want to be filled, be bred like a bitch in heat. Ask me if I'm your slut, your bitch, your anything you fucking want me to be. Love fucking me like an animal. Tell me these things, baby. I need to hear it. I need to hear the hunger, the craving, the want, and the need in your voice. I need to hear it. I need to feel it. Now, in everyday conversation, you call me any of those things. Baby, my eyes will narrow and flash at you until you fucking burn where you stand. But in the heat of depraved, dirty, animalistic, primal sex, I'm yours. Make me come. I'm counting on it. Can you tell how many times I've thought about this in my head? Oh, you evil, deliciously fucking evil man. So make me into recording, baby. Make me want you. Make me need you. Make me push play over and over again as I come. Even when I'm not listening to you. Can you do that, baby? Can you make your kitten come?